Two British explorers were rescued from the Bering Strait yesterday. The men were attempting to cross the strait when they began to drift north into the open ocean. KNOM's Emily Russell reports.
British explorers Neil Lawton and James Bingham started their journey on foot from the village of Wales Wednesday morning. They planned to walk over ice and paddle in open water in the hopes of reaching the island of Little Diomede. Bingham says they fell victim to changing ice conditions in the Bering Strait.
The issue we face now with global warming is that the ice just isn't forming. So it makes what was already a challenging expedition close to impossible.
They knew they needed to be prepared for open water since Bingham made a similar attempt just last year. He was deterred by the inconsistent sea ice conditions. This and last year's attempts are practice. The two were training to cross the entire Bering Strait in 2017. Neil Lawton says things started to go wrong by the end of their first day.
We'd been paddling quite hard for 9 or 10 hours. Got approximately halfway across the strait.
That's when he says they noticed ice forming around their kayaks.
We were having to punch through with the paddles to break the ice to make progress, and it was very hard, very slow, and quite debilitating.
Near nightfall, they couldn't continue paddling because of the thin ice, and they couldn't pitch a tent due to the lack of thick ice. Instead, they pulled their kayaks up onto the slushy ice and hunkered down.
Spent the night in the open with our clothing, kind of involuntary shivering for the next 12 hours until daybreak.
By the time the two woke up, the ice had frozen around them. Bingham says it started to carry them even farther north into open ocean.
So there was really no way out of it. We were caught in this ice drifting north, further and further away from our objective.
It was at that point that Bingham and Lawton decided to call for help. They both say they would have kept going if the ice were thicker. Lawton says that it still wasn't solid enough to walk across.
As soon as you stepped off onto this ice, there were parts where it would hold you for a bit, and then suddenly your feet would go through and you'd fall in. So it was just a pretty dire situation. You couldn't paddle, you couldn't walk. Check, checkmate.
We were in Kodiak getting ready for a training flight, and the SAR alarm went off.
That's U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Andrew Jerelimic. Air Station Kodiak was contacted for the search and rescue mission Thursday morning. They sent a C-130 aircraft and two Jayhawk helicopters. Lawton and Bingham were spotted from the C-130 drifting on a section of sea ice about 25 nautical miles northwest of Wales. Jerelimic, who was piloting one of the Jayhawks, lowered a rescue swimmer down onto the ice.
He was able to kind of give them a general assessment, and they were cold, but in good spirits and happy to be rescued.
Jerelimic says they were actually well prepared for the expedition, but the drifting sea ice worked against the two explorers. Lawton and Bingham were flown back to Nome yesterday afternoon. Lawton says they escaped mostly unscathed.
James has a little frostbite on his fingers. Me being a bit older and uglier and harder skin, I'm fine, thanks.
Lawton, who has summited Mount Everest 5 times and skied to both the North and South Poles, says the Bering Strait crossing is at the top of his list. But ice conditions in the strait are now so unpredictable that a crossing of this kind may be nearing impossible in the years to come. With reporting help from KNOM's Mitch Borden, I'm Emily Russell in Nome.